Okay, let's go to Jim in Bellevue, and then we've got Maria, and probably by then we'll be to the end of the program. Hi, Jim, what's on your mind?
Good, I'm doing fine. I have two questions, one around arterial inflammation and the other around taking chromium for raising HLD. I'm currently taking, in the inflammation, I'm currently taking 2,000 milligrams of BPA. I'm wondering how much EPA should I take to have an effect on inflammation?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be pure EPA. It probably has some DHA in it also.
It does have some DHA, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And 2,000 milligrams, sir, is 2/15 of a tablespoon. I actually got the 1,000 milligram capsules of that stuff and emptied them all out until I filled a tablespoon. It took 15 of them. So one can very safely go much higher than that. If you want to save a little money, you go to liquid. If you don't care, you just swallow 15 capsules. That's a lot of capsules. But usually the tablespoon a day of fish oil plus some vitamin E to prevent what's called lipid peroxidation. Those two things put together, sir, settle down most nearly all the inflammatory things I work with, including the markers in the blood.
So how much EPA should I look for in a tablespoon of fish oil?
It varies from company to company. I would look for the ones from, let's see, the two companies that are very, very good about providing certificates of analysis of their products are Nordic Naturals and good old Carlson. And both of them have a higher EPA than DHA. And there are other good companies, too, but these are the ones we rely on a lot.
So you're saying that a tablespoon of fish oil would likely be much greater than the 2,000 EPA that I'm currently getting with my...
Yes, sir. Remember, 15 of those will fit into a tablespoon.
Okay. All right. Okay. The second question I had was around chromium. I was looking to take that. I've done some research, and I've seen some health concerns. In particular, there was a study out of Australia that there's a link between, you know, chromium supplementation with cancer. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, my thoughts on that, I follow the researcher who's done the very most work with chromium as a supplement. Now, remember, that's so-called trivalent chromium, and the stuff that poisoned Aaron Brockovich was hexavalent chromium. It's an entirely different form of chromium. It's an industrial chromium. And the dietary, what's found in the food, is the trivalent chromium. Now, this researcher, his name is Richard Anderson, he tells us, and apparently his advice has been adopted by the Environmental Protection Agency of all people, he tells us that up to 70,000 micrograms a day is safe. I will certainly go looking for that because I hadn't heard of it, that Australian study that says chromium might cause cancer. But
yeah, it was Dr. Lindsay Wu, W-U.
Thank you. I'll look that one up. But I have no hesitation in recommending, particularly for raising HDL or for working with people who have type 2 diabetes, of saying, look, 2 to 3,000 micrograms a day is never been known to hurt anything.
And, okay, thank you. And one last quick question. You said to take what with the fish oil? Was that vitamin A?
No, that would be essential fat. Vitamin E.
Vitamin E. Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Always do that. Prevents the lipid peroxidation.
And how much of that? How much vitamin E?
For every tablespoon of fish oil, one capsule of vitamin E, 400 or 500 units, depending on the company.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.